The legendary NFL quarterback Joe Montana throwing out the first pitch in San Francisco as the Dodgers try to end their skid against the Giants, and Clayton Kershaw needs some help from his offense.
High drive right field. Chase Utley has tied this game with a splash shot solo home run. Taylor and Bellinger both take off, and Puig lifts the ball to left center field. Slater's back on it. That ball is off the top of the wall. Puig's on his way to second with a ringing two-run double. Another 3-2. Struck him out. With the slider, it's Kershaw's fifth.
Here comes the 1-2, Kershaw to Fedorovich. Swung on and missed strike three, and that'll end the inning. Breaking ball down and away. Kershaw gets into and out of trouble. Just had some mist, but no rain to speak of, although it was in the forecast. A 2-1 Turner drills one to deep left center field. Well hit, way back, and it's going to roll to the wall. Rounding third is Taylor. He will score on the double by Turner, and the Dodgers take a 5-3 lead. A big insurance run knocked in by Justin Turner.
It's over. The Dodgers can smile again. The losing streak ends at 11 with a 5-3 win over the rival Giants.
5-3, Los Angeles is your final. The Dodgers snap their 11-game losing streak. With the victory, Los Angeles wraps up a 2017 postseason berth, and Clayton Kershaw is now tied for the Major League lead with 17 wins on the year. Clayton Kershaw gives up 2 runs, just 1 earned over 6 innings. He wins his 17th game to tie for the Major League lead and helps the Dodgers punch their ticket to the playoffs.
I mean, just good to have Kinley in that situation. We haven't had that in a while, so, I don't care if Kinley gets base runners, no base runners. We all feel pretty confident he's going to do his job, and, he's the best in the league for a reason. Got it done, and, tonight wasn't easy. Nothing about these past 2 weeks have been easy, so we shouldn't have expected this one to be easy, but, I wasn't very good at times tonight, and my defense picked me up, and then our offense wasn't very good tonight, and then they picked it up, too. So it's just, it was a full team effort tonight, and that was so cool. We got CT throwing guys out at home, JT with a big play at third, and, when things could have gotten out of hand there in that inning, they really picked me up, and, that's what we needed. We needed everybody to get a win tonight, and it took just about everybody.
To some, it felt a bit like a playoff atmosphere. You showed some emotion when you had that double, that got the ball that fell, you got the double, and then when you recorded that final out in the sixth inning, just kind of what was going through your head at those two moments?
Yeah, it's a weird thing for like this game to, not to say this game doesn't mean anything, but for this game to have the significance that I did for us, I think, more of just a sense of relief now that we've got a win. We can't obviously let up, but, every time the losses keep mounting and mounting, it gets that much harder to win a game. So I think more than anything, that was just kind of what was spilling out tonight, just realizing that we needed this one, and thankful I got to be a part of it.
The goal has always been to win the division and to get to the World Series. You guys down to 8 as far as the magic number is concerned, yeah. But effectively you have clinched a postseason spot today, so at the very least you're in. Just your thought about that.
Yeah, well, making the postseason is no small feat. Can't take that for granted. But from where we've been, we want home field. We want the division. We want home field. We want home field throughout the World Series. And so we got a lot of things to keep going for, obviously.
Clayton, you've always had good success in this park. You look forward to coming out here and pitching in this environment?
I like San Fran. Yeah, it's a fun place to pitch. Other than this year, I can't remember a year where they haven't been like right neck and neck, at the top of the division. So, they always give us a hard time, and the fans are very enthusiastic when we come here, to put it nicely. So, it's a good atmosphere. It always is, and it's a good place to pitch when you win.
Kenley Jansen gets 4 outs to pick up his 37th save. He strikes out Nick Hundley to end the ballgame. Hundley's now 0 for 10 with 10 strikeouts, lifetime against the right-hander.
Definitely, you want to stop that bleed we're going through. That's the bad streak we're going through, We've been pitching, we've been playing hard lately, but we just can't find a win. And you can see it annoys you a little bit when you see, you know, two hits. I mean, Bernard Spann hit it real well, but, you know, with Panic and 100 pins, you know, I mean, that's a great job by them, you know, find a way on me and, you know, get the best hitter in the baseball, Buster Posey. You know, bases loaded, one out, you know, you just got to try to stop it, you know, and I finally got through it, you know. I got out of it, and now we got the win. Now it's time for us to just keep rolling now.
When you have the traffic on the bases, you mentioned the decent hit by Spann there, but then you have the two soft ones in the infield that you're just thinking, what the heck do we need to do to be able to get out of this and get a win? Does it just feel like everything's been that way?
I got pissed off out there. I mean, it annoys me the crap out of me. I mean, you know, see two hits like that, and, you know, we go into a bad strike, and we try to stop it, and, you know, I just reach back and get more, and, you know, the ball was coming out.
The unique thing about this ballpark is that there are not bullpens, so you're in this dugout pretty much the entire game until you're warming up to get ready for your particular inning. You see Clayton Kershaw, the ball's misplayed by Slater. He gets the double there, and he had some emotion there as well as he had when he recorded that final out. What do you think he wanted as far as that is concerned, how badly he wanted this win for you guys as well?
I mean, Kersh is our best pitcher. I mean, you know, best pitcher in the game, man. He just wanted to stop that. I mean, we tried to stop it. Come against Colorado the other day, you know, you see something weird happen with him, and now today he just step in and try to stop it. And, you know, the emotion, everyone's emotion is going on right now. I mean, it's, you know, we want this win badly.
How badly did you need it? You just spoke to that, but how badly did you absolutely have to have this, considering what has happened, losing 16 of your last 17 in your last straight 11? How badly did this team need it, despite the fact that you have the best record in baseball?
I mean, this is a good thing for us. I mean, it keep us humble, it keep us in check. And it shows you that this game is not always going to love you. You know, you love this game, and sometimes it's just not going your way. And, you know, sometimes you just got to be patient and remind yourself how hard it is to get to the playoffs and how hard it is to win a World Series. So, you know, now we're ready for it, and, you know, we got to put a fight the last month and a half.
The Dodgers win for just the second time in their last 18 games. The reaction from the skipper, Dave Roberts.
We've certainly made it interesting tonight, and bases loaded, Kenley at 20 pitches, whatever it was, one out with Posey, and Posey, you know, sees him well, and that wasn't ideal for us, but he found his way to get a punch, get two punch outs, and pick us up big time, so a lot of relief in that clubhouse.
Honestly, when you see the Pences of the world get on base with that type of hit in that situation, what are you thinking in the dugout watching this unfold?
Yeah, in the panic ball, the one hopper right to Kenley, and Kenley takes ground balls every single day at third base, so I don't know for what purpose if he's going to miss a ball like that. But, you know, just the infield hits and, yeah, the swinging bunt by Pence. But he found a way to get the punch, couple punch outs, and bowed his neck. And it was just, honestly, if you look back at it, it was a team win, a huge team win.
How badly did you need this one?
We did. We needed it. And I think that just for our guys to keep fighting and to, you know, come down to the last out, and Clayton's day, and he gutted it out, gave us everything he had, gave us six innings, and he was cruising for a while. But I think at the end of the day, we were scratching and clawing to get that W.
Now that you got this one out of the way, why do you think you guys have been tested so much?
Well, I think that when you get off to the start that we did, teams are going to gun for you. And that's what happens when you're a very good ball club and people prepare and, you know, do anything they can to beat you. So I think that now with the win, we can exhale a little bit, reset, and we expect you to come out there and throw well. And we see some guys enjoying a win more than we typically enjoy wins. So I think that's a good thing. But we'll refocus and be ready for tomorrow.
What do you make overall about Kershaw's performance? And then is he okay on that awkward slide?
Okay on the awkward slide. And it was actually a heads-up base-running play with the ball being behind him, and Thomason made an errant throw. Clayton doesn't have the foot speed to make it, but he was safe because of the errant throw. But banged his knee, feels okay. It has nothing to do with the back. And as far as this outing, I thought the first five innings, very efficient, obviously, and he had everything working. The slider was good, fastball good. He made a couple mistakes with the fastball, one to Tomlinson where he got behind and tried to get it in there, couldn't get it in there. But outside of that, I thought he threw the baseball pretty well, and that sixth inning he was stressed, and play that wasn't made, JT lost the ball with his grip. A couple C&I balls that got through, but I thought he threw the baseball really well.
The Dodgers will go for back-to-back wins over the Giants on Wednesday when Yu Darvish makes the start.